Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celente, and it's Tuesday, February 18th, 2025. And pretty soon, your new Trends Journal's coming out live. And here's the cover. Yeah, look familiar? Money is power. We run the world. Shut your mouth. Do what you're told, all right? That's it. That's the game. Facts right in front of us. Again, it's once upon a time, there was this guy, an Italian guy that I'm not too fond of, by the name of Benito Mussolini. The merger of state and corporate powers. Fascism. That's right. And the billionaires are running the show. Again, there's things I like and some things I don't like. But hey, I'm the richest man in the world. I'll tell you what to do. The rest of everybody, shut your fucking mouth. You got no right to say anything if you're not a rich person. You know, I saw that clip, by the way, of all the billionaires and the geek freaks when at the inauguration over there. And there's Peach Eye and Musk and Zuckerberg. And there's a bunch of guys that are on their cell phones. You know. With all these people over here, you don't need a fucking cell phone. Again, I don't carry a cell phone. Got an old flip phone. Only take with me when I travel. But this is bullshit. Everybody's fucked up with this stuff. And of course, it's all fucked up. It's right in front of your face. So, on to the markets. Well, always good news today. The markets are up, blah, 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 blah. You know, it went on and on, you know, about the today's CNBC headline. S&P 500 sets fresh record as stocks rally into the close. They just went on up a little bit. All right. So what is like the S&P up to like 4%? Or how much is gold up this year? Oh, it's only up almost about 12%. Oh, it just closed today, $5 from its high. No, we're not going to report that. We're not going to talk about that. Gold is blacklisted from the media, the business media, because it tells you how bad things are. And this is part of your economic update in today's Trends Journal that'll be going out in just an hour or so. We have entered a new economic cycle, the likes of which we have not seen in recent history. Indeed, we had forecast that two of our top trends for 2025 would be the Trump card and the wild card. And now, just over a little over a month after we made those forecasts, both those cards are being played. And how they will be played out, no one knows. Yet, there is one market player that has taken center stage that agrees with our trend forecasts that in these times of the Trump card and the wild card being dealt, it is time to play the gold card. Again, we are the only magazine in the world that called a golden year for gold last year. It went up 24%. And in just this year, it's up almost 12%. This is serious. And Bitcoin, you know, Bitcoin's hanging around now. What? When I just looked, it was around 95K. It was almost up to 110. But it's still high. And remember, when Trump came in, it boosted right the next day, went to like 75,000. And from 75,000 up to 110,000. And that's because the crypto club is in there. But this is very important. Again, we're bullish on Bitcoin, as subscribers know. And again, you got to subscribe to the Trends Journal if you want to read history before it happens. $2.56 a week. The more subscribers we get, the more we're going to help change the world into a positive way. And the more it's going to help you prevail, prepare, and prosper in these times ahead. Because I've been at this for 45 years and never seen a trip like this. So going back to gold, going back to where things are going back to Bitcoin. I kept saying Bitcoin and crypto's high prices, if that wasn't there, gold prices would be rising much, much faster and higher. And now Bitcoin's not catching up. This is important. The world is seeing the difference here. And the difference is this. We're into very, very difficult times ahead. Nobody knows how this game's going to play out. So, on the positive end, great what Trump is doing, ending the Ukraine war. Terrific. And as I said, if he was president, this war would not have gone on the way it is. Because he would have not, unlike the scumbag Biden and all the pricks, and I can't say the other word, that sent almost $300 billion of our money to keep blooding the killing fields as we're writing week after week. That wouldn't have happened. So I totally support him and on that, and is saying that he's going to cut the military budget by 50%. I launched Occupy Peace. I'm totally pro cutting the military budget. Again, Dwight D. Eisenhower warned us, the military-industrial complex is robbing the nation of the genius of the scientists, sweat of the laborers, and the future of the children, and here we are. So bring home the troops, close down those, 700 bases in 80 countries, get the fuck out of there, secure the homeland. So I support him on that. Totally opposed to his Israeli stance. So going back into the market, oil prices went up today. You know why? Because Ukraine bombed a pipeline, a Russian pipeline. How long have we been warning this in the Trends Journal? And again, I got blacklisted from TikTok. You put up a clip of me saying that if Ukraine, the United States pulls away from this war, Ukraine's going to do everything for a false flag event and escalate the war to get support. And we said they would bomb a nuclear power plant would be one of the things they did, which they allegedly almost did last week and this week. And now they're bombing a Russian oil pipeline. So they're going to do everything to ramp up this war, and Europe is on the side of Ukraine. So I applaud Trump with this one. So going back to where it's going, again, there are the wild cards. And you just saw a wild card being dealt, and there are going to be a lot more that are going to keep coming up. You know, in talking about the hypocrisy of what's going on, this is today's toilet paper record. In West Bank, Israel's tactics cause exodus. Isn't that nice language? Tactics cause exodus? How about a bunch of military, violent, warmongering bastards in violation of the Geneva Convention and Article 242 of the United Nations. United Nothings. What a bunch of fucking wasting time that is. Just bullshit. It's gutless little pieces of shit. And here's how the story goes. You ready? West Bank. A week-long Israel military operation across several West Bank cities has displaced roughly 40,000 Palestinians from their homes in what historians and researchers say is the biggest displacement of civilians in the territory since the Arab-Israeli War of 1967. Oh, historians and researchers? How about fact checkers? How about people with a fucking brain? Oh, no, I'm a historian and researcher. How did they get away with this shit? Oh, I forgot. God gave them this land. Yes, chapter 6, section 8, the good book. What a bunch of fucking crap. Where is the outrage? Where is the outrage? No outrage. Yeah, this is the Wall Street Journal today. You ready? Front page. Big article. Released hostages face long, wrenching recoveries. Yeah, terrible what's happened with this hostage. Totally opposed to what Hamas did. How about Israel locking up some 12,000 Palestinian prisoners. Don't call them hostages. No, no, no. They're not hostages. It's different when Israel does. And torturing the hell out of them and letting them sleep and shit and all the dirty crap. Not a word about that. And that's why you subscribe to the Trends Journal. We call it like it is. Nobody tells us what to do. And the media has been sold out. So now going back to your Trends Journal, one article after another here that you're not going to want to miss. And by the way, we cover everything. And one of the great articles that we have, a load of them in here, is technocracy. And there's nobody that writes more about technocracy. And it's important because that's the way things are going. With AI and everything else, technocracy is the future, unfortunately. And here's just one of his books, Be Human by Joe Duran, the technocracy man. And you get them on Amazon. The whole segment on this in one after another here about using AI minus the surveillance, privacy expert, blah, 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 blah. A whole interview he did with Gabriel Custodiat. And Oracle wants to feed AI on DNA of every American. Gen AI killed a climate change star. Anyway, one after another. And then an article, we talk about the economy. An inflationary nightmare is rapidly approaching. And as of now, there is no way to stop it. Oh, no. That's right. Gregory Manarino. What does that mean? The higher inflation goes, the higher gold prices go. Got it. And again, no one's talking about the dot-com bust. No one. 3 weeks ago, what, NVIDIA lost 17% of its value? $600 billion in one day? Yep. There's your Trends Journal. We're calling it. Nobody else is. These markets are in dangerous times. And again, the office building bust, an article in here about the banks going bust in your Trends Journal. We're giving you everything we can. We have special guest articles in here. One by the man of men, Trump's first month panders to Israel, Phil Giraldi. There's a former top CIA guy. No bullshit from him. The constitutional crisis. Can the rule of law survive this presidency? By the Rutherford Institute, John and Nisha Whitehead. And again, one great article after another. And the power of vitamin D with Dr. Joseph Mercola. And very important article here about the credit card debt going up, all the other debt going up around the world, and what are they going to do? By the way, there's the word coming out from a number of people, Rickards being one of them, that they're going to escalate the price of gold. They're going to see what's in the gold reserve. Maybe we don't have anything in Fort Knox. That's a great one that Musk is doing. Why can't we, the people, see what's in there? I'll tell you a quick story about gold. My father, may rest in peace. I was a kid, like about 17 years old. And he told me this story about my grandfather. May he rest in peace. My grandfather's a proud American. He was one of the first to go to the polls to vote. He was so proud to be an American coming from Italy. And a real tough guy, yeah. The mafia tried to steal his wine when he made it. He got it back. That's the family I come from. He goes over to my grandfather's house. My grandfather's packing up gold. My father says, what are you doing with the gold? He said, President Roosevelt wants us to return the gold, and we're returning. I'm returning it. Don't be stupid, my father. Don't give him back the gold. That's a lot of crap. And my grandfather yelled at my father. And gave back the gold. I forgot what gold prices were back then. So this isn't accurate, but it's around this number. It was selling for around $26 an ounce. As soon as they got it all back from the people, they raised the price of gold to like $33 an ounce. Now you could say $6 or $7 wasn't a lot of money. Yes, it was. I have a newspaper, and I'll show it to you. I keep forgetting that somebody gave me from 1939. The building I'm at is called the Mohegan Market. It was an old vegetable store. And there's an ad in the newspaper from 1939. Lemon meringue pie, family size. 15 cents or 2 for 29. 2 for 29 cents, a penny difference. A penny was worth a lot of dollars back then. You got it? So when they rose the price of gold, they probably brought it up a couple, in today's equivalent of a couple of $100. They may raise the price of gold to bring down the deficit, saying we have this money and we're bringing down our deficit. So I am very, very bullish on gold. We do not give financial advice with trend forecasters. So going back to more of the articles, just so much about where the Eurozone's going, France, one country after another, about the Trump tariffs, the good, the bad, the best of it. The again, the whole Israel war section, stealing more land. They're not leaving South Lebanon, by the way, in violation of the ceasefire. Trends in cryptos, again, by Joe Duran and others. Trends in geopolitics, presidential reality show. Bigs get bigger. Trump gives green light for Americans to bribe foreign government officials. Trends I view. Claim that cell phone radiation is harmless, challenged by new peer-reviewed study. How long have I been saying that? I did work for the cellular telecommunications industry back in the 1990s when they had boxes in the back of trunks with aerials. And I've been studying radio frequency radiation since then. And the numbers that came out just a couple of years ago from University of California, Berkeley, if you're on a cell phone for 17 minutes a day for 10 years, the chances of getting a brain tumor increased by 60%. So going on, trends in high-tech science, trends in AI, trends that we're giving you that nobody else is. We're working harder than we ever have in our lives. Our team is totally supportive of the Trends Journal to make it the best it could possibly be. There is no magazine in the world like it. So support us because we're supporting you. Subscribe to the Trends Journal, trendsjournal.com. And tomorrow, you're not going to want to miss this one. Salenti and the judge. Boy, does he have a lot to say about what's going on. So we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in.